Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Asma, Rashid, and Johnny. Tonight's episode is going to be very interesting.
Yes,
which,
and, you know, we've just moved over to Libsyn.
Yes.
But now the bad news. The bad news is that we are still crossing over our stuff, and so we will be posting old favorites before we actually post new stuff. So, if you hear any of our old stuff first, that's the reason why.
Yes.
So, this episode will not, or will be released right away, but eventually we're going to stop using Blog Talk Radio and switch over to Libsyn.
No, we'll be on Blog Talk Radio, but Libsyn...
Not completely stop, but at least...
How about we say don't say anything because we're going to be utilizing both. Let's not scare our fans
and both supporters.
We will still be here, folks.
We'll still be here.
Yes, we'll still be here.
And we'll also be on Libsyn, basically.
Yeah.
And we'll be on
iTunes and other places due to Libsyn. So that's a good thing.
We'll still be here on Blog Talk. We're just expanding the empire.
Yes, exactly.
Expanding the empire and getting. Next time you hear us, you should be able to hear us clearer. Next time you hear us, that's all I'm saying about that. So, yeah, this is our anti-Valentine's Day.
A mix of both.
Episode
for
both,
those who are single.
5:42 is Valentine's Day 2 commercial. Well, we'll attempt to answer that. I mean, I know I've had a host of people that I've dated until I, you know, found someone.
Your Mrs. Red Hood.
My Mrs. Red Hood, who I adore. Hope she knows that.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah. I'm glad. In Thailand, they celebrate things a little bit differently. In Thailand, there's a Valentine's Day campaign that tackles condom stigma.
Yeah. Hey, guess.
But the number one thing is, why, Allison? I mean, why tackle condom stigma?
I guess because there's... You don't know who could be if people are ready. I can understand why, especially with STDs.
STDs, fine. But the campaign is slated to run until 2019 with the coincidence of recent measures aimed at addressing teen pregnancies. Yeah, that it seems to be a problem. I guess we'll make the announcement after this. As long as, you know, condoms will be around, there'll be teen pregnancies and all of that. But, you know, it's not a laughing matter when you get an STD and you don't know why you went to the doctor and why you got it. But, you know, in Thailand, it's all about safe sex. It really is.
Which in Bangkok, you can't deny that them doing that either.
Well, yeah.
Wanting to promote that.
Well, yeah, and having premarital sex for Valentine's Day is your choice, you know.
It's ultimately the choice of both parties.
You know, the Cultural Ministry also launched Just a Meal for Valentine's Day, a campaign encouraging teens to go home separately after a dinner date, though the authorities are still handing out free condoms. Well, yeah.
Good on them,
but, you know, if you're
How many people are actually going to take them? That will be the true test.
Oh, yeah. And then how many people are going to be smart about it? In this relation to Valentine's Day and films, well, we have a bit of news for you. AMC Press and Co. has been in the works, and now we finally can actually say this, which is very exciting for us, that
Yes. We
are proud sponsors of the Real Abilities Film Festival in New York,
which is an amazing event,
We will have coverage starting next
there.
Week where we're reviewing films
there,
right now, and
yes, which we can't say as of yet.
We can't say as of yet, but each episode that we do from now on will include a film for this film festival. We will be listing stuff on our website as well.
As dates of when this is actually happening, because that's a big thing.
So as we get, all the bells and whistles over at Libsyn, we're also going to get all the bells and whistles from this and tell you about the films, and which we'll have a review before we go into our usual show of stuff.
Yes.
And we will be there. James Bonica will be there. I'm not sure if I will be there.
Because about you being
we
there.
Don't. I can't see myself at a funeral, a film festival, the Red Hood likes films,
but James enjoys them more.
But James enjoys them quite much more than me. So
yeah.
I'll let him cover it, because, well, it's only the right thing to do. Regarding that, excuse me, and so, and so it is one of those things. But we graciously got the opportunity to do this from Isaac Zablocki, who runs the festival New York, and it's a very interesting thing. So if you're in the area between, what is it, the 11th? The 16th?
No, the 10th. The 10th to the 16th.
Sorry, wow. The 10th to the 16th. go
wow,
down.
Wow, you would have missed the opening day.
Well, yeah, the 10th through the 16th of March. Lock your calendars down for that. Really, a lot of the films we're seeing that we will.
We cannot
say
anymore.
We cannot say anymore, but we can say that we have films and we are watching them and we are enjoying them immensely, and they're very moving, and it's a very, very cool thing. We can tell you. I think we could tell them about the prices, right? Yeah, we can tell them about the prices. And where it's going to be, like we said, it's going to be in New York City, but that's about it. If you want to head over to newyork.realabilities.org and check it out, the opening night is March 10th, and the schedule and ticket information is coming soon. We cannot release exactly. Oh, wait, sorry, we can. Tickets go on sale February 11th. So do that. Go. We urge you to go. It's fantastic. We will be there. Well, James will be there. Reddit won't.
he's staying back.
Reddit's staying back because he can't go because he can't afford a plane ticket. James
he has to take care of
Allison will be
animals
there.
And stuff.
yes, they can. But that kind of thing. Tickets go on sale in about a week. Three days.
Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah.
And we will update our Facebook and stuff like that, and we'll update our website. And all of that. Head on over there. And if you listen to this podcast, please listen to the podcast. And if you head on over to iTunes soon, we'll be on there. Rate us.
Yeah.
We would appreciate it. Now, we continue on with the show.
Let's do that.
Yeah. So, with that brief interlude, now, single on Valentine's Day. Who hasn't been single?
I think everyone has been single one time in their life or another.
I mean, my Valentine's Day. Well, let's see. Let's go around the table. Allison?
Yes.
What was your experiences?
I've only heard about what other people's Valentine's Days were like. Never been the one actually enjoying Valentine's Day. It is what it is.
What about you, Johnny?
Well, let's see. How many times have I been single on Valentine's Day? Probably 29 times.
29 times?
Out of 29, so.
All your life.
Exactly.
All your life.
But hey, I'm just doing my thing.
Well, let's see. How many times have I been single in my life? Do I want to say it? Maybe I should just try to say it.
You never know.
You know.
And
you never
know.
Maybe
there's a reason why.
Should I just come out and say it? Yeah.
Mr. Red Hood has literally been single 7 or 8 times in his life.
So he kept on rolling. Kept on going.
Well,
the first
one left for another mate. The other one, if I could do the 7 in about a minute. First one left with the other mate. Second one dug me under the table. Third one fucked me over the horse. The fourth one just ran away crying. Oh dear, don't even know where she is now. The fifth one left with Mick Jagger. Sixth one left with David Beckham. Seventh one, seventh one left with Chris Martin. Eighth one, then just, you know, returned for round 2 and I slammed the door on her face. Her face, because the fact that I thought that, well, she was a doorman. And then the ninth one. Oh, wait, that's 3 too many. The ninth one. The ninth one got drowned in toffee butter. Rather unpleasant. Oh yeah, then the tenth one left me at Highgate Castle and then ran over my roses with a Ford Chrysler Ford. Until I found my Mrs. Red Hood and were very happy. You know.
That's always red.
Kind of thing. What were you?
I guess you never know. As far as whom I was with, I've been linked to, I'd rather keep personal lives off the air, have a sense of... But
yes?
I could say that I've always been the one to always hear about people and what they've been doing on Valentine's Day. Or I would always spend Valentine's Day with my family, which was always fun and entertaining. We made Valentine's Day fun. At least my family did. So we kind of went with punches, went out, did. It wasn't just eating popcorn or having like Haagen-Dazs. We went out. We had a great time, as much as it sucks being single. We spent time as a family, which was really good. It was nice growing up having that. It didn't matter to me at that point, because I knew someday someone would come. Yes, I know, it's very Cinderella-esque. But hey, I'm a geek. Just never know what would happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just say she met a guy. She met a guy. I mean, it's funny how love, you know, comes in this way, you know, because...
It's funny how love screws with your head.
Oh, I've had that too. You know,
There was one Valentine's Day where I was riding with this girl, and I got so enamored with I got so enamored with the directions. Yes, right, heard. I got so enamored with the directions, I literally fell on stick. And forgot where we were going.
I believe you told me about that. Or told awesome about
this,
that.
This person literally, like, it was as if I was, you know, falling head over heels, rather literally, and I was so blindsided that I had gotten, gotten this person in my room, this person, and I, this person and I had met, you know, while I was playing soccer, literally, you know, she kicked me down the field and, you know, into a goal post, which hurt a lot. I spent a lot of the days in the yard. But anyway, yeah.
I say you're being a bit ambiguous right there.
What can ambiguous mean?
Not exactly true. Saying what? Okay, true.
Well,
true,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. So anyway, yeah. Lost my direction. Lost my direction. You know.
Yeah.
So, had me going downtown to the west end rather than uptown towards the city center. And, so anyway, we rented a room. We were going to meet our parents for dinner. And I've lost my way. I literally lost my way. Imagine me going all around London or New York or Tokyo or Bangkok and losing your way.
That's worse. That's worse.
You know, losing the way and feeling that is as if you're going to basically, you know, fall down and you think you've fallen down and you keep it swell, you know. And you end up on the other side, pretty clean. I've had those. And, I had that experience. That was interesting. And then it was late, and then it came down later that night where I couldn't stop mattering on because this person, we went to a restaurant and, I couldn't stop. I ate the wrong ice cream. That was great. I couldn't stop, talking, and talking really fast, you know, faster than I talk now, which is kind of amazing.
I'm sure she is.
And, she is. She's amazing. One thing led to another. And, I went up to a place, up and down and up, and whatever. And, you know, the thing is that between, you know, it really doesn't matter in the end enough money. It matters not, because, you know, if you love somebody.
My.
Yeah, George Takei.
George Takei is right.
Yeah,
oh, my, is right.
if you really love somebody, you you literally kind of you literally kind of lose it, I think. You lose your sight of way when you're with the right wrong person, but when you're with the right person, everything starts to become aligned again. And
if you ain't careful, you just might knock over a chair in the Italian garden chain.
You what?
If you don't, you'll end up like knocking over a chair in the Italian garden chain.
The Olive Garden chain, which we don't recommend anybody going to because, while it is great, it'll give people sensitive stomachs and gas stuck.
There's better Italian places around. Like Allison's Kitchen.
What?
Like
whose kitchen?
Allie's.
Please.
We could go to Red Hood's for Hot Pockets.
Or crumpets.
Crumpets. I was about to say crimpets.
They're both very good.
Don't get me wrong, crimpets are delicious.
You mean crumpets?
Yeah, say crumpets are good, and so
yes. Yes, Allison's Kitchen is fantastic.
So you heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard. But, I don't exactly know what to say next.
We need to get Jamie I don't know this guy. We need to get Johnny shut up. Red Hood some butterscotch crimpets.
Yeah, you need to get me some biscuits is what you need.
I need to get myself some butterscotch crimpets to tell you the truth.
PDA is a useful hacking bit. PDA is public display of action. Yes, public display of action. Why? Why would we want to even... Come on, really? Why would we want to express love on a PDA? I heart, emoji heart, love you heart.
I don't think they mean that one, Red Hood. I think they mean public displays of affection, meaning kissy, 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 kissy.
Oh, I hate those people.
The kissy. Oh, yes.
Let me,
kissy, kissy, heart, eggplant.
Oh, my.
Let me just say, I hate those people.
Fired.
No, you're not. you know, it's one of those things. I hate those people who show real kissy, kissy, huggy, 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 kissy, that attach them, you know, while walking down the frickin' sidewalk. You know.
Yeah, I know.
I hate that. I absolutely hate it. But with that said, what
right.
I hate even more is those people who literally kick, you know, in terms of people who really just don't know, but yet, you know, when they don't know, it's probably the best thing.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, they don't know. And what they don't know doesn't hurt them. You know.
Right.
The I think the interesting thing about public affairs, especially, is anything that it's great, but it's also very. I don't want to say this. Very,
it could be a bit overboard.
Overkill.
Right.
You know, overkill. Just overkill. Love potions, fine. You know. But, you know, when you join a thing.
Hearts are fine, but when you get into the diamond rings, like, let's just slow things down here.
You have to really think about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like Red Hood, rush into stuff and spent a phone call trying to, well, it was of no use. He had proposed to somebody, and let's just say he wanted to re-propose because of the fact that he thought that his proposal was absolute crap. And the woman wouldn't let him at all.
Maybe the woman has the right type of mindset. Just saying.
What do you mean?
If Red Hood did it once, I think once is enough. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Not unless he wants to give this person a new an upgrade or whatever.
An upgrade from whatever. Oh, he wants an upgrade. Okay. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So, public display of affection. Yeah, public display of affection. Anyway, yeah, so you can do these Yulu hackings on Valentine's Day, the virtual, how to avoid them at work when your boss isn't looking, you know. If Valentine's Day isn't your thing, you can curate a feed that has less love by going to update controls and the new feed, and then you'll be able to select from friends and pages and find a new page which selects with and which see friends and unfollow. And when you take when you change your relationship status to single, choose the option to take a break from seeing updates about your ex. If you hate
that
don't go.
Redhead, did that ever happen to you?
What?
Hearing from actors of that nature?
Yeah.
Really? That would be tough.
Yeah. I finally said, you know, listen, either you stop or I will stop this for you. And then she took the hint.
Good, that's good.
And, you know,
that's good.
She took the hint and then kept bothering me.
Right, okay. Which is a bit absurd, but...
And then, basically... the hint kept bothering me.
Yeah. Right.
And then tried to get the person who I was dating to comment on the photo. And then just takes it around, you know.
That's a bit. That
wasn't.
She doesn't
wasn't
sound
great.
The best. Yeah, she doesn't
Mm-mm.
sound the best.
Mm-mm. No. Not really. Not the best at all.
Yeah, I know.
This really kind of thing of you know, when you have a crazy ex like that, ignore, stop, do not do anything. Just don't do anything.
Sure.
Until they're away.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so back to the article. Yeah. You have the different ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're into Valentine's Day, a temporary profile that shows you and your boo and your BFF or anyone in between decorated with Valentine's messages. Took his The feature goes away by itself from the 15th. However, you know, make a collage about your favorite memories with your loved one. Oh, and if you're ready to take the next virtual stuff, you can also always settle for the classic facial feature and make your own relationship official on you know, Facebook and and loyalty and whatever.
Is in a relationship with a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
That would be so.
You know,
sure,
I'm in a relationship. I'm in a relationship
with
an edible
person,
treat.
With a person called Ben and Jerry's.
No, with a person called Ben.
They've never
and
let me down.
Jerry.
That's a good one.
No. Or I'm in a relationship with the best one of all, Haagen-Dazs. You know,
fancy-ish.
I'm in a committed. Yeah. And the funnier thing about it is, you know, you can grab, you know, if you also, you know, the best one would be the best one. And this I didn't know. If you didn't, if you don't like your ex, Facebook will now hide your ex after a breakup.
That's good, you know. Especially when you have crazy exes, too.
Well, yes. I mean,
they called that unblocking. Unfriend and block.
Yeah, it's the old unfriend and block.
It's the old unfriend and block. Out of your life, out of sight, out of mind. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know, if you've just broken up with somebody, out of sight, out of mind, and out of Mark Zuckerberg's life.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the Boston Marathon or the Boston Tea Harbor. Boston Harbor up in Boston.
The Boston Tea Harbor.
And take all of your stuff. All the notes from the exes. And toss it into the Boston Harbor. So next time they run into you, you say, they say, well, where did all my, did you get my text?
No.
What did you do with them? That down at the bottom of the river. Which river? Go down to the Boston Sea Harbor. The harbor. You'll find them there. Which could be fun. You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible for the girl. But you know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I would say in the next coming weeks,
You are going to hear about the Real Disabilities Film Festival in New York. You're going to hear about, you know, that was Switch Over Winston. You're going to hear about all of that.
What?
All in all, and we all sincerely mean this, since we're not going to be here on Wednesday. And Sunday is Valentine's Day. Have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I'm sure we will. We hope you will. And, even though it was January about a week ago, and February is the shortest month, and then you have March, and then April, and then May, and then July, and just keep it along. We at AMC Press & Co. will keep you abreast of the changes through our website, and we're working on getting
we're getting stuff done,
out,
which we don't, which we
done.
Cannot
we,
say. So at this time, we like to say goodbye. And we'll be back.
We will talk to you later. We'll be back on next Monday.
Bye.
So,
see you.
No, not next
bye.
Monday.
How about Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.